On today's episode of the Natty Boys Podcast, we talk about the Red Hot Reds, the pending NBA free agents, and wonder aloud where Woody is. We come up with some pretty good conspiracy theories. Enjoy the show!
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
Welcome to the Natty Boys Podcast. Today is June 29th, and forgive us because this podcast might sound a little less sexy than usual.
Yep. We're man down.
So
down witty.
God rest his soul.
I told him not to go in that fire and save that family. I mean,
at least the family made it out.
It was gonna be cool, but now he's gone.
He's gone.
Always got to play the hero.
Good Samaritan witty. But we are a man down this week, so bear with us. I know a lot of people tune in just for Witty because his voice does something to some people, and you're going to be without it. So if you don't want to listen, just make sure you... Actually, I think we only get credit in iTunes if you do listen through, so just fast forward to the end and and then move on, and he'll be back next week. So
hopefully.
He's away right now. I'm sure he's been keeping up on it, but the Reds have had quite the run lately. They've been on fire. Their only slip-up was the game in extra innings against Atlanta in the past week. And, I mean, right now they've given up the lead in the seventh inning as we're watching. But they're at bat in the bottom of the seventh, so they got a shot still. But that's never say die. And it used to be earlier in the season, it was, well, how are they going to lose this game? They never even had a shot. And now it's like until that final out is made, you've got faith that these guys are going to come back and win.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is the starting pitching has actually shown up recently. Mm-hmm. And so it's starting pitching and bats. Like our bullpen's been pretty decent the entire season, but just recently, you know, Scooter's leading the league in hitting. Joey's leading the league in on-base percentage. Gino, I think, is second or third in RBI. Yeah. I mean, all the guys are actually starting to perform. Peraza has even been on a little bit of a tear recently since he
came to life.
Duvall's right amongst the lead leaders in RBIs too, and he even has a pretty terrible batting average.
Yeah, for a guy that's batting 220.
He finally broke 200. He was hitting like 190 for a majority of the season.
And I think the other night they said he was only like four RBIs behind Joey or something crazy like that.
Well, Joey doesn't like to drive runs in. We know that.
No. Just walks.
Yep, he just walks.
But no, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a stat about Matt Harvey. So I think Harvey started Wednesday's game.
Mm-hmm.
It was the day game, right?
No, it was the night before.
He pitched the night before.
Okay. So I guess he tried bunting in that game to move a run over. And a stat came out. I just saw it on ESPN earlier tonight that in like since 2015, he's tried to bunt 27 times, and it's resulted in 32 outs.
That's almost impossible.
Terrible stat. Yeah.
Nothing like bunting into the double play instead of moving someone over. That's bad. That's funny.
It makes you ponder the, you know, what ifs. What if the Reds didn't get off to the historic bad start? You know, they'd be middle of the pack. You know, I don't want to say they'd be in first, but they'd probably be middle of the pack. They'd
definitely have a shot at the wild card.
I mean,
even with their terrible start, they're only 9.5 games out of the wild card right now.
I saw that.
That's a lot. You might as well double that in the wild card because there's so many teams in front of them, and it's not like everybody's losing every night. So as stupid as it sounds, they would have a better shot at winning the division probably.
Yeah.
Than actually climbing or jumping everybody in the wild card.
I looked at the standings tonight, and I think they're still 12.5 back from first place in the Central.
I mean,
catching the Pirates.
That kind of stuff's been done, but not with teams that are this bad.
Yeah.
Like overall.
So another thing that, like, I brought up starting pitching finally being there. I think that a lot of it was Finnegan playing poorly when he was pitching, and Homer Bailey pitching poorly from at the beginning of the season. Both those guys have been awful, and you know the guys that have replaced him in the lineup, Disco being back, who Saturday I was at the Cubs game, and he hit that grand slam.
That was awesome.
That was amazing.
And the crazy was Lorenzen then hit one the next night, like hit a home run the next night.
The pinch hit homer. And I don't know, I don't know the stats specifically, but I want to say if you take away, I want to say the Reds were like 3-23 in games started by Homer or Brandon Finnegan or something like that this year. So
and then they're like 30-28 in games started by other pitchers.
Yeah, I forget the actual number. Amazing. I don't know if they've started that, but it's
not by other pitchers, but by the current, starting staff, the current rotation.
So it's not like Homer and Finnegan, which they're doing the same thing with Finnegan that they did with Homer. They're although this one is probably going to stick. They're putting Finnegan in the bullpen down in the minors and letting him come up back into the bullpen. Which that's where he when he was starting for the Reds, it was a little bit of a head scratcher because his big year when he came straight from the College World Series and pitched for the Royals that year, he was in the bullpen. But the Reds needed a starter, and he pitched well enough to be stretched out into a starter, and he did well early on. But I think – I forget who it was they were talking to. I don't know if it was C. Trent or – it was one of the Reds writers. They were saying they think the plan all along was for Finnegan to find his home in the bullpen again, but there had been no need for it because they needed him as a starter more than a reliever, and he kind of forced their hand with some shitty pitching.
Well, I also like having a lefty in the rotation.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll take a lefty out of the bullpen if he's going to be playing decent. Just like Amir Garrett's been really good for us so far this year.
Yeah.
So he fucked his knee up the other night. He got
hit with a line drive.
A line drive off the knee. Yep. But they said he's okay. Correct.
Yeah, he's the one that gave up the homer in the seventh inning tonight. Okay. So he's back.
Gotcha. I was watching the last I checked in on the Brewers game tonight. It was 4-2 Reds.
Yeah. Eric Thames, or I think it was Thames, hit a 3-run shot in the seventh.
Of course, it was Thames.
I believe that's what happened. I know. I looked over and killer. Yeah, seriously, his forearms are huge. But yeah, the Reds have been hot. It's been a lot of fun to watch. It's actually enjoyable. I was still watching when they were miserable, but it just this time I'm locked in and I'm.
Makes it a lot easier to flip the game.
Yeah, it's keeping me awake. Like, I would fall asleep in the middle of a snooze fest where they were getting destroyed. But the other night, actually...
Joey's been getting pissed.
Yeah, I think now that he's starting to...
Oh, my God, that strikeout was fucking ridiculous.
The way that the team's been playing, I think he's starting to get that competitive edge back where he's... I mean, he's always been a fiery guy, but I think he's finally like, all right, let's make this season fun a little bit. At least make it interesting and give people something fun to watch. But
yeah.
I mean, that was
third strike was at his shoulders.
Yeah, it was a bad call. But I mean, he almost got two bad pitches thrown to him earlier, called strikes, and earlier in tonight's game, and he was talking to the ump, but he was a little bit calmer than he was.
So he's known to go off on an ump every now and then.
I was surprised. This was the first time since 2015 he's been thrown out, though.
That is surprising.
But I think that last one in 2015 was the bad. Like,
I think that's the one when he got suspended. Yeah. He got suspended for bumping
his face. Yeah, and he was bumping his chest.
So tonight in the game, he got into it with the Brewers catcher and the bases or the dugouts cleared.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that in the game. So Joey took a strike and he stepped out of the box and was talking to the ump. And I'm pretty sure that the catcher was just like, hey, get back in the box. Yeah. And Joey, you know, took his helmet off and was face to face with the catcher.
I didn't see that.
The dugouts ended up ended up clearing.
Damn, that sucks. I just got home about 15 minutes before we started recording, so I wasn't watching the game until I came upstairs. Man,
Canadians are supposed to be such nice people.
I know.
He does hate Canada,
That was the bit. That's why I kind of said he's been getting heated, because that's two games in a row that he's had. You know, in Wednesday's game, it was he got ejected for arguing balls and strikes or blowing up on an ump, and then tonight, you know, the everybody had to come defend. And Joey, I think they just both got warnings. It's not like they were getting ready to swing on each other or anything. They
I
were
like
just having
Joey.
A little
I like
heated
fiery
discussion.
Joey, though. It's good to see. He's cute. Because for the longest time, we were trying to figure out, you know, if he was that guy. But I love some fiery Joey.
And I don't know if he's the vocal guy still in the locker room, but he at least leads the team by example.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of leading the team by example, switching to a little bit of NBA free agency news, they're getting ready to shake things up a little bit. We're going to see some big names in new places.
Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Friday is the deadline to actually declare whether you're opting in or out of your player contract. Paul George already, with Oklahoma City today, already said that he was opting out, which will make him an unrestricted free agent. But that doesn't mean he's not going to sign back with Oklahoma City. He said that it's between Oklahoma City and LA probably for where he wants to land. Yeah. And then LeBron still has until Friday to declare, you know, whether he's leaving or staying Cleveland. The money's on him opting out and going somewhere new.
So, DB, I had asked you before the pod started, so you don't think he's going to L.A. Where do you think he's going?
I really don't think he's going to L.A. I think that he likes to be talked about, so he's kind of just putting these rumors out here, because that's all that ESPN's been the last three days is, you know, where, you know, this is the week LeBron's going to decide. And I don't even necessarily know that we'll have an answer real soon. It's just we'll know whether he's opted out of his contract with Cleveland.
And I was saying earlier, too, when we were talking, I don't really care where he goes. I want him to leave Cleveland just because I think it'll be hilarious to have it happen again. Yeah. But it seems like the Lakers think that, I mean, if it's true what they're saying about the Kawhi stuff, I feel like they wouldn't really make that huge push for Kawhi unless they thought they were getting either Paul George or LeBron along with him. Because they're going to have to give up a ton for the Spurs to be willing to do that.
Right. That's the other thing about L.A. is with their young core that they have, you know, if Kawhi really is saying that he wants to come to L.A. in free agency next summer, like, why would they dismantle their young core to bring Kawhi in this year? I don't think it would happen. And I don't know if you guys saw, but Paul, I guess PG had got corners this week.
I saw that.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I haven't watched any of it, but apparently he's doing
It's a three-part thing.
Decision on ESPN, similar to what LeBron did. And a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, he's saying how much he loves Oklahoma City to say, yeah, it was a hard decision to go to L.A.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't know if he's going to go to L.A. or not. You know, obviously I'm hoping that he is as a Lakers fan, but I don't think that he pushes us over that edge to be a title contender. Definitely a playoff contender, but not, you know, Paul George in Indiana never got really that close to beating the Heat and LeBron, or the Cavs and LeBron. Right. So I think that it would still take a second, you know, that second superstar in LA to make them put them over the edge. But I mean, the Warriors are still the favorites, no matter what LA does.
I think it'd be hilarious if they decided to go to the Clippers. Like, that would just be funny
to
me.
Be funny.
I don't know why that would make me laugh my ass off, but
for sure.
But there's a couple reasons. Well, there's a couple weird things about this whole LeBron situation. One, there's the guy that basically called him leaving for Miami the first time and coming back to Cleveland. I guess it's one of his friends. I forget his name. But he's like one of the few guys that LeBron corresponds with in Twitter. And he follows him and everything. And he said a couple things that make it seem like LeBron's going to be on the West Coast, or at least in the Western time zone.
Said he's going to have to get
used to staying up late,
like,
and
watching late night games.
Right, which brings me to my second point. LeBron is such an egotistical dude. I can't see him playing in the Pacific time zone. Like, I just can't see him. He's a guy that wants to be. I mean, I know that the ESPN games, they would start those West Coast games the same time they start the East Coast games, as far as, like, they start at 8 o'clock. But, like, his regular games that aren't on ESPN or TNT or whatever, Like, is he going to want those games, like, starting at 10:30 when everybody's in bed? Like, I don't know if that's the way he thinks, but I feel like he would, because he wants everybody to – he's always wanted to be the center. And it's hard to blame him. I mean, I can't really say, but I don't know. I could see it. Yeah,
the one thing I'll say about that is it doesn't make a ton of sense, I guess, just from a marketing stance, but – the Lakers this past year still had like the sixth highest sales of team apparel out of everybody in the NBA, and they've been awful the last like 4 or 5 years. So I mean, there is still that audience that's there to, you know, I really don't know if it's going to go.
And I don't think it'll ever happen. But I agree with what Mac's saying, that he's egotistical, but I just think he's going to want to like supplant Kobe's greatness in LA. I don't think he ever will be able to, but
he won't be able to unless he wins a championship.
But I think that's what he wants. And I think that he wants to slowly take down legacies and wants to just be known as the greatest player of all time.
They should go to Chicago first.
And that's what I like. And I'm not saying he's going to go to Chicago, because it's not even one of the ones even in discussions, but you look at what he's done, the Space Jam thing. Like,
well, that's the other thing, is apparently they're going to release there's like either a trailer or like a teaser being released after he makes his, like, I guess after Friday or whenever it is. So a lot of people are starting to say, like, well, is this because, like, hey, like, I'm going Hollywood and I'm going to be, you know.
He's on Jordan's dick. We can just say it. He wants to be Jordan. Like,
I think.
We get it. They've been saying it forever. Get off his dick. He's better than you.
I think it's stupid for him to go to the West, simply because his only test, well, obviously this year he had a couple tests throughout just because his team was so god awful, but like, he's not guaranteed to even get to the Western Conference Finals if he goes to team in the West.
No, I don't know why he would want to have to beat Golden State.
Like, you would have to go through Houston, you have to go through, although Oklahoma City's going to get weaker with PG leaving. But then you got to compete with, you got Houston, you got whatever happens in Oklahoma City, you got the Warriors.
Yeah, Utah's up and coming.
Yeah, and like the Jazz.
Nuggets, the young Nuggets teams up and coming.
The Spurs, if they somehow get, then that's what another thing is, like, not to steal your thing there, DB, but the Nuggets they're putting together one of the best cores of young guys, which is going to suck, because they're never going to have a shot in the West because of all the until the super teams start to fade away with their guys, which could happen within the next 5 years or so. But then you're getting a lot of guys that are maybe on the back half of their prime. Although, I mean, the Joker's only like 20. He's like 22 or 23. Is he that? I forget how old he is exactly, but we'll see. I don't know. I think
the team that makes the most sense is Philly, in my opinion.
The thing with that, though, is
I don't think they have the room for him.
Yeah, because I think he doesn't. They do have a couple up-and-coming superstars, but they don't have anyone that's truly a superstar yet. So I don't think he wants to get caught where he has a year of a learning curve with those guys. He wants to go somewhere and create an all-star team, which is what he did in Miami.
With you saying that, the only way that happens in Los Angeles is if he brings Paul George or the Lakers trade for Kawhi this year. Mm-hmm. Because he's not going to L.A. without one of those two people.
Right. I saw someone that was funny that was, because KD opted out of his deal, but the belief is he's coming back still. So some people were saying, you know, is this a ploy to, I mean, because I guess he could come back for less money if they knew they had a shot at one of the other big guys. But I don't know where you'd put one of the big guys. Like, that's just.
Yeah.
Because didn't he do that? Was it him that did that last time? Or who did it last time where they. They basically came back for just a dirt cheap contract. Was it KD?
I don't know. I think KD's making decent money.
Someone just did it.
CP3 went back to the Clippers and then opted out.
Is that what
it went to Houston after free agency. Like last year.
There was someone that just took a really cheap deal in one of the super teams.
I know Iguodala.
Maybe that's what it was.
He won finals MVP and then
was making like $1 million or something like that. Something stupid. We'll see. It's going to be interesting.
It just fascinates me. Like, I'm not a huge NBA guy, but some of the free agency, Like, if the Cavs were to get him back, like, entice him. They were saying, like, that new guy Sexton they got could end up playing for the Hornets because they trade for Kemba Walker. And just the scenarios, just like with any sport in free agency, fascinate me because it's like you just drafted the dude, like, three nights ago. I forget. It was the guy from Mo Wagner from the Lakers. They were saying they're not signing his rookie contract because they could offer him up in trade to the Spurs. Yeah. It was like, that's so, could you imagine me those free agents that haven't played yet? Like, I don't know where I'm playing.
Like on draft night, no. Like guys just kept switching hats because trades kept happening. Mm-hmm. I think there were three or four in the first
that's
round.
It's just so crazy.
Yep. It's always funny when it gets broken to them when they're like, oh, you got drafted eighth overall by whoever, but, and like Rachel Nichols or whoever it is talking is like, but sounds like you made your pick may be going to, you know. Yeah, you're on your way.
Well, it's like when Samardzija a couple years ago got traded during the All-Star game, like, or during All-Star week.
Oh, yeah.
Switched, like, leagues. And it's just, you don't see that stuff happen in football. So the other sports, it's fun to see, like, the crazy free agent sweepstakes.
It'll be interesting. This entire 15 minutes may be worthless when LeBron says he's staying in Cleveland tomorrow afternoon. But I don't know. I think that's the other thing, too, is when's LeBron going to do it? Is he going to opt out tomorrow and then say Cleveland's still in play? But I think if he opts out, I don't know. A lot of people are saying he might pull a KD and do it on 4th of July just to prove that he is not, like, he can do whatever he wants and the news cycle is never going to stop for him. Because KD did that, and it got a lot of attention, but didn't get hardly as much as it would have if he obviously did it during a normal week when everybody wasn't on vacation. But
so I have that theory that he's going to do it on a non-news day. I also have the theory that he's ultimately going to end up on Paul George's Final Decision episode. Basically doing another decision, but it's not his, so it's not as catty and bitchy.
Well, that's,
I think, PG's thing, so it's not me.
The narrator script got leaked for that, for PG's.
Really?
Yeah, and it basically led to the fact that he was, I forget how it was worded, and it was like, it was something
about, like,
basically.
The
it was like,
Lakers
well,
pitch to Paul George.
Like, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
While you were building, we were too.
Yeah, that's what it was. Never mind.
That was
my bad.
Supposedly Rob Pelinka's pitch.
That was from the Lakers.
And then the other part of this is Magic Johnson saying that if he doesn't land somebody this year or next year, he'll step down.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. But.
Which that could just be Magic
just
being
Magic.
Stupid, yeah.
I just think that's Magic trying to just kind of lay smoke. Because he's obviously going to get some. Like you said, DB, he's either going to not do anything this year and get Kawhi next year, or he's going to get Kawhi this year and unload. It's going to be one of two.
He's always got the ball card in his back pocket. Hey, that could be his big splash free agency. He could get whichever one. Is it LaMelo, the one that just got not drafted? Or LiAngelo? LiAngelo. He could get LiAngelo in a big free agency signing.
They specifically said, so that they're getting ready to start up the summer league.
Yeah, we're like, sorry,
you're
not invited.
They specifically said, like, basically, we're, you know, they said it's mostly a basketball decision. So that means that there's other things that they don't like about him, too, which is his father.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. I know, I mean, it's hard. I can't sit here and say the guy's not good at basketball, but 100% he doesn't go to UCLA
if Lonzo
whatever his name is.
How good he was there.
Lonzo, yeah. I was going to call him LeVar. Yeah. If it wasn't for Lonzo, he wouldn't have gone to UCLA. And he wouldn't even have any sort of NBA hype if it wasn't for his brother or his dad. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the youngest one since he's been away from...
Well, that's what's crazy about him is, I mean, he shot up like a foot in height. Like... From when they originally started following the Ball family, like he's grown like 7 inches or something crazy like that. I was reading the other day.
Yep.
Like he's like 6'7" now or something crazy like that. Maybe not that tall, but he's the tall. I think he's like almost the tallest of all the guys of all the Ball family now.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. I Fucking LeBron's going to ruin this entire show by
deciding on something.
I'm calling.
It's PG's final decision episode. He's going to walk out and be like, PG's joining me in LA.
He's going to drag this shit out all summer.
Yeah.
He's going to walk out and PG's joining me in LA.
What he's doing
it's
is.
My decision. It was his.
He's not only screwing the team he's going to if he drags it out, he's screwing the Cavs.
Yeah, the
either
Cavs
way, whether
he's free agents, because no one is making moves until LeBron makes his.
Yep, and it's his. He's loving it, probably.
Oh yeah, no, he's eating it up. He controls the league.
Like, busy posting videos of his son missing a dunk and everybody losing their mind like it's an and one mixtape.
Okay, first of all, the kid's 13. That was fucking impressive.
but
we can go miss dunks and upload it too.
I was gonna say I could touch the rim when I was 13.
I couldn't.
I'm 6'6", 32, and can't touch the rim.
Yeah.
Well, what's 13, 7th and 8th grade?
Yeah.
It was impressive.
I could touch the rim in 8th grade. But I didn't watch it until, well, the first time I watched it, and the way everybody freaked out, I thought he, like, dunked on the kid. Like, the one guy came out of nowhere and chest bumped him, and everybody's going nuts. Like, it
he
was,
might
like,
dunk on him, like, next week. It was pretty damn close.
Yeah. But, I mean... That's a little bit much for it to go viral. Someone missing a dunk. Like,
yeah,
we're sorry, Bronny Jr.
If another 13-year-old AAU kid missed a dunk,
if it wasn't LeBron's son, it wouldn't have been anything. You're right.
And LeBron was dancing in the stands like his son just won the fucking Heisman. Like,
I mean, you've seen how he celebrates in game one victories. I mean, what would you expect?
That's true. That's true. So, well. We never know where LeBron's going to end up, except for when he announces it before anyone has a chance to listen to this. And a lot of people have been worried about Witty. I know that I've been corresponding with him a little bit, but he's been speaking cryptically so as to not give his whereabouts. So on today's our draft, we are going to draft the places or the things that we think Witty is getting into while he's been on his hiatus from Milliron Sports. Mm-hmm. And I will lead us off.
The rumor mills are running wild with this Witty story.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just search hashtag where's Witty, I mean, it's there's some theories out there that, I mean, they're embarrassing how in-depth they are. So a lot of people are putting time and effort into this. Lots of fan fiction on Reddit.
Yeah.
My first thing, where I think this is probably the most likely is why I'm saying it first. Just because he's shown himself, he showed his true colors recently online and just through the blog and through the podcast. I think he's at the World Cup.
Yeah, that had to be the first option.
He was just too embarrassed to let us know he's going to the World Cup. I think he's there. Viva la Mexico.
I know, he's a big Mexico fan.
I don't even know if... Did Mexico make it? Because there was something weird going on. Okay. I saw one team, I don't know who it was, someone got Senegal or someone like that. I saw the headline. They didn't advance because they had more yellow cards than Japan or whoever the other team was. And that was the tiebreaker, was how many yellow cards the team had. So
I did see something interesting today where it could end up being that the Simpsons are right about another thing. Because in the 2018 World Cup, they have, I think it was Mexico versus Portugal, maybe. Huh.
Which I don't know if that's...
I can't remember the second team, but it was that's who they have in the finals of the 2018 World Cup is Mexico versus somebody.
Nice.
I don't know
can't
if that
remember who it was.
Is that I don't know if that's a out there pick because I don't really know international. I don't know any soccer.
It's possible. I know who.
Well, I know it's possible,
is.
But was it a long shot before the tournament started? Was it one of those deals where it's
so.
Like Portugal and Mexico are historically? Well, I know Mexico's not historically bad, but. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how when they supposedly had Trump winning the election, and there's other things that they predicted were the Cubs, maybe? Is that what it was? The Cubs won the World... I think they predicted the year the Cubs winning the World Series or something like that, but... I was just wondering. I mean, it's still pretty impressive if they nailed the two teams anyway, but... But, I don't know. I guess Witty will be able to tell us when he gets back who won, because I probably won't watch it. Maybe he's been in crowd shots this whole time, and we just haven't seen him.
I went with my first pick. We've all been known to frequent, you know, the local Taco Bells, and the lines are really long. I just think Witt got stuck in a really, really long Taco Bell line. I mean, I filed a missing persons report. He said he was just going to get some chili cheese burritos, but I think he just got stuck in a really long Taco Bell line.
Nice.
That was my first pick. I just think he went to the world slow. Maybe he came to our hometown, Taco Bell, and he's just waiting for them to get staff so they can fix his food.
So I had a similar theory that this is not my pick, but it was that he finally tried Taco Bell's breakfast and that he's just sick now.
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, just sitting on the shitter.
All right, I got back-to-back picks. My first one is going to be that he opted out of his Mill Iron Sports contract and now he is an unrestricted free agent.
Smart.
Yep. I mean, he's definitely looking for the big bucks at, I don't know if it's Barstool or who else is trying to court him, but he's an unrestricted free agent now.
With our luck, he would get, well, not our luck, with his luck, he'd get hired at Deadspin right before all the layoffs next week.
Yeah. And my second pick is going to be that he is trying to recruit LeBron to play at Ohio State next year.
Damn, we did have that theory a couple pods ago. Yeah.
I will go ahead and mark one of mine. I just said he was hanging out with LeBron, helping him in his free agency search.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's definitely trying to push him towards Columbus. Yeah. Find some loophole.
Be a hell of
rules.
A tight end.
I had a similar theory for my second pick. I think that he's actually trying to walk on at Ohio State. Because when he still has eligibility himself, so...
Have you hurt his knees when he stands up, though? I don't think he would.
I know. I'm not sure what position he would play. Yeah, I think he's trying to walk on at Ohio State this
Best
fall.
Best shape of his life.
Oh, that's good. All right. So for my final two picks, wrapping it back around for you guys, I think that he was on a plane somewhere between Portland and Seattle, probably a Boeing 727, and he hijacked it. And I think he got a $200,000 payday, his ransom. And now he parachuted out, and we'll never know where he was.
Woody Cooper?
Yep, Woody Cooper. I was hoping someone would know what I was talking about there.
Yeah, I've seen without a paddle.
Yeah. Wow, what a terribly amazing movie. Yeah. Like, that's one of those movies, it's like, the you had to see it for the people that were in it, but... With Seth Green and them, but it was like, man, that
there's a second one. That's the saddest part about that movie.
Yeah, that sounds
terrible.
And I've
seen the second one.
Of course you have.
Of course I have.
You're probably like Netflix, where you have the shitty sequel, but you don't have the good first version.
Oh no, yeah, that's definitely me. Without a doubt.
I fucking hate Netflix for that. Yeah. Like, it'll be like whatever something too. I'm like, well, where's the first one? I'm like, oh, you can go buy
it
on Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
You can watch the You can watch the Godfather.
You can get the
3.
Free version of the shitty sequel. Yeah. It's like here, Grown Ups 2.
It's weird.
Grown Ups 1's $5.99.
Yeah. It's weird. They only have Rocky 5. So, all right, and my last one is I think he made a terrible, terrible mistake while grocery shopping. I think that he accidentally bought caffeine-free Coke, and he's just been asleep this whole time.
That could be.
we all are addicted to caffeine and all run off of caffeine. And some of us go about it different ways. I pretty much have a steady stream going all day, and I think Witty's in the same boat as me. Start off with a Monster or coffee and then just ride the wave and with Coke until later on, and you need another pick-me-up and get another Monster or coffee. So I think he made a terrible, terrible mistake, and he's hibernating right now because he's finally come off that caffeine high.
That poor guy.
The 15-year caffeine high. So
I'm going to steal my last pick from Always Sunny, and I'm going to say that he took his daughter to the park and got stuck in a coil. I think he's just stuck in some, and it doesn't even have to be a coil. I'm not completely going to rip off Always Sunny, but I just think he's stuck in playground equipment. Somewhere.
That would be awesome.
Sounds painful.
I hope he's not wearing the whitey tighties like Frank, though.
It has been hot. He might have stripped down to cool down a little bit.
Especially if he was stuck in the Taco Bell line before they went to the park.
I like the idea of him getting stuck in places, like just two cars in front of him, one car behind him. He can't get out. He's just stuck. He's stuck.
All right, to close out the fantasy draft, I'm going to go ahead and say that he is camping out to get tickets to see Uncle Drew.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yep. Should have bought his on the dark web on YouTube somewhere, like I did. I got him in a back alley deal to ensure that I had my seats for the first night. So
that movie looks fucking terrible.
I've seen a couple jokes about that where people have been talking about, like, I still don't know if there's a movie. Like, for some reason, I feel like we're going to be sitting there and when everyone's waiting for the first credits to roll, like, they're just going to pop out and be like, you got punked, like, or whatever.
I mean,
whatever
they've spent
new
so much
one
on
is.
Advertising that if there isn't a movie, I don't know what it is that they're advertising anymore. So
they even had ESPN doing fake news updates with them.
Woj bombs.
Like, yeah. A lot of people like freaked out because they thought there was something going on with Kyrie because Woj tweeted something about Uncle Drew or something like that.
So stupid.
So it is dumb.
All right. Honorable mentions. I had that he's binge watching all the diehards since he admitted last week that he hadn't seen any of them. traveling with FC Cincinnati since they just went to Toronto this past week.
I heard that he was waiting in line for season tickets for FC Cincinnati.
Ooh, I've got a confession.
Uh-oh.
I was flipping through channels, and I landed on the FC Cincinnati-Toronto game.
Really?
That was, and I was like, I got to see, like, because, you know, you always hear about FC Cincinnati being, like, oh, this crazy atmosphere. I was like, I wonder if this is getting hyped up. That saying FC Cincinnati has the best crowds, or if it's like that everywhere and they're just trying to pump their own tires. And it looked like a high school field that this Toronto team was playing
really?
On. It was bad.
Well,
yeah, it was like bleachers were only on one side of the place, and it actually said like the Toronto Municipal Park field. Like it's a field that they use for like flag football and stuff for youth leagues. So I lasted about, I'd say, and I'm not even exaggerating, less than 40 seconds probably. Like on that game.
I thought I was gonna have a confession after this weekend, but I dodged a bullet on that.
We'll see.
So my last two honorable mentions are, one of them kind of falls in line with Hefe's, where I said that he's getting himself ready for Bengals training camp and trying to get in the best shape of his life. And the last one that I have is that he is the Reds' good luck charm currently, and he can't move or else he'll jinx it.
That's actually probably the most realistic of any of these. That would be awesome, though. That'd be a sweet reason to not have to do anything.
Yeah.
I want to know where he was on Monday night, but or Tuesday night. Tuesday night.
Telling Riggleman not to sack bunt with a freaking Scooter when he's hottest hitter in the fucking league.
That was weird. I don't understand.
I had that Whitty's a simple man. I just had that he found out the World of Coke was in Atlanta, and he's just in Atlanta visiting the World of Coke, just trying all the different Cokes from around the world. So, not very funny, but it's just Whit loves Coca-Cola, so.
The Reds were down there.
And then I had the, and that was why I said, because he was the reason the Reds were streaking. So I said, while he was helping them win the series in Atlanta, he was visiting the World of Coke. And that was my only real honorable mention.
Yeah. I only had the one LeBron free agency thing that was kind of already touched on. So wherever he is, thanks for listening, dude.
Godspeed.
But, all right, so.
If you are listening, tweet out Icicle.
Now, if you're listening, tweet out the GIF that best describes Hefe, in your opinion.
Big E, don't want to dance. Sorry.
Witty, don't listen to Hefe, because then we know that you're just a sheep. And you don't think for yourself, and that really that changes things, because you were always an inspiration to me. So, I don't know. I might send out the search crew for Witty. I don't know what anyone else is doing this weekend. I'm really just looking forward to, other than finding out where our friend is, I'm excited about actually getting to get back in the pool, because the weather hasn't really been conducive to any pool time, and that kind of sucks because that's what I plan on doing pretty much all summer. So it went from hot as balls to cool and rainy to it's going to be a scorcher again this weekend. Yeah. So.
Yep. I got to find some time this weekend to cut my grass.
Same here. I've got so much stuff I need to do.
I'm like, I have no idea when to do it.
So maybe cut so many the grass projects. And then hop in the pool. That's always really relaxing.
That'll have to be the way. I've got so many projects to do, and I've got vacation coming up here in a couple of weeks, and it's like, I don't know when I'm going to. There's so many things I said I was going to have done by summer that I haven't done yet. So. Yeah. I've got materials for a couple projects just like stacked on my patio. It's like I need to start getting to it, but that's right, they're pressure treated. They're not gonna
put that kid to work.
Yeah, God.
I got nothing. I'm just gonna try and stay cool.
Yeah,
air conditioning working yet?
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah, fixed. AC's fixed.
Nice.
I might try to blog. I don't know what that is anymore, but I might try to do that.
Meh.
Mac writes some fantastic blogs. If you guys want to check them out, check out our website, millironsports.com. All of our individual bios will be linked in the description for this podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe. We need some love. We miss Witty. Be glad to have him back next week. Hopefully he, is doing all of those things and comes back alive.
I just hope his parachute opened.
I know.
Happy 4th of July.
I would like to go on a treasure hunt, though, trying to find him, though. That would be cool.
Happy 4th of July. Don't JPP yourself.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Bye.